Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Roll up, roll up! Hey, hey, hey! It's Dottie May at the Humour Experiment. How you guys doing? Good! I love it, I love it. It's so good to have you back listening in this week. I'm trialing out a little bit of a new format for this podcast because, as you know, if you tune in last week, I couldn't get out of bed. I was too cold. So I stapled together a bunch of the funny stories that we'd shared over the season of doing the podcast, and I really hope that entertained you while I was missing in my doona cover. And I've just needed a refresher, you know. I've just been thinking, how do I, you know, vibe up this podcast 2.0? How do I do Humour Experiment 2.0? And yeah, I've got some ideas. So today you're going to hear the first part of two episodes with our guest. And then I'm going to work in some stand-up comedy a bit more often into the program. It's going to be very fun. I might even get my uke out on the reg, write some silly little ditties for you. Today our guest is Mr. James Elliott.
Hello, hello.
Woohoo! Woohoo! Oh, I'm just looking at my sound effects.
What's a good
Didn't
one?
Didn't pick something appropriate for this.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. That's my entry boomerang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. How you doing, James?
I'm doing pretty well. Thanks, Dot. Yeah.
That's good.
Life is sunny at the moment, and it's cool and it's cold. And I'm riding a wave. I'm on top of the wave and don't know how to surf, but somehow I'm on the surfboard.
That's awesome. And what is the wave at present?
I guess in a bit of a work sense, my Treasure Hunt Society,
yes,
is starting to. I guess the goal and the vision of it is starting to become a little clearer.
That's awesome,
and so that's really fun to have a bit more of a focused direction. And
yep.
I have been just playing recently with just like throwing everything out there and seeing what sticks.
Yeah.
And a few things are starting to stick and I'm like, oh, okay, that's what it looks like at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm digging it. So
I love that feeling. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about the Treasure Hunt Society, please?
I can. So, I run the Brisbane Treasure Hunt Society and we make immersive treasure hunt gamified experiences.
So cool. You did the coolest thing that I saw. What was that little stamp that you put on the
wax
melted
seal?
Oh my gosh. It's like Ned Stark did that. That is so cool.
That's right, bringing back fantasy 14th century.
Yes. So cool.
Yeah, I'm super interested in this secret society aesthetic.
Yeah,
but it's not a secret, so I just want to tell everyone all the time.
I love it. That's great. It kind of is a secret because there's still people in the world that don't know about it.
That's right. There's one or two out there who probably haven't heard of it. So
we'll just work on those numbers. We'll get them converted, and then you'll have a real conundrum. Everyone in the world knows about it. Uh-oh. But you'll be rich, so who cares?
That's right. All my problems will obviously be solved then.
Yeah, exactly, because that's what solves our problems, is money.
Is lots of money, listeners.
Which is why I wrote myself a check for $1 million.
Yes, yeah, which I absolutely love the idea of.
But it wasn't a check because I didn't have a checkbook. Like, who owns a checkbook? Not me.
It's an invoice. Yeah.
Yeah, so I wrote myself an invoice. And then the funny thing was there was a... there was like some scam over Facebook. Someone contacted me telling me why I hadn't claimed my $800,000. And I was like, well, I've been too busy waiting for my $1 million to come through. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Clearly wasn't real. I did not work for $800,000 in the past week.
You didn't?
No.
Oh.
I mean, maybe I am and I'm just not realizing that I'm that much of a commodity. I don't know.
That's right. I think start invoicing high. And if they start, if they laugh at the invoice, then yeah. You've sort of done your job a little
exactly.
bit, right?
Exactly. They owe me.
Yeah. And settle for no less than a million. Like if someone's like, here's 900,000, it's like, what is this? What is this, the plebs? No, it's a million.
Oh my gosh. So what spurred you on to create the Brisbane Treasure Hunt Society?
Well, it was like a life-changing experience for me, actually.
That's so cool.
As corny as it sounds, you know the phrase, like, when you find your purpose?
Yeah.
Mm, I had that moment, and, like, I scoffed at that beforehand.
Yeah.
When people said it. Or, like, I didn't scoff at it, but I'd never experienced that, per se. The short sort of story of it was with an ex-partner of mine, we had gone on this nice experience. It was a date.
Yeah.
And I guess...
I like that you had to clarify that. I think it was. She was there. Yeah. Me too. It's a little romantic.
It was romantic, I think.
Did she tick the box? Did she tick the box on the form?
Yeah, well, that she didn't. So, and I had the form and it was just like, can you please? And it was like resistant to the tick.
It always, you know, changes the vibe, doesn't it, when you get the form out?
I got to work around that somehow. I got to be subtler with the form. Yeah. but we ended up doing it was a nice time. We went to a few different things and, you know, bought some groceries and had a drink and just walked around. And I was like, oh, that was really nice. Like most dates tend to just happen in one place and you're like, let's go to the place. And this was a bit more of a moving to different spaces. And something in my brain was like, hey, wouldn't it be fun if like I could share this experience with people and then entice them to go to the different places by having them solve puzzles to get there.
So cool.
Something just clicked inside me. And I was like, oh, I've been doing this like my whole life. Like I used to solve puzzles with my mom and my dad's obsessed with padlocks and
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yay.
My mom's nickname for my dad is actually the man with 1,000 keys because he has a key for every padlock he's ever owned. It's a box full of keys.
Really? Does he know where they go? Does he have all the padlocks or just the keys?
I don't know, but the keys are there. Yeah.
That's great.
So then, yeah, it was just a roller coaster after that of like, oh, okay, yeah, I can make treasure hunts. I know how to do it. I know the format. I know the world. Treasure maps don't exist yet, so I'm going to be the guy. That's my thing.
That is so cool.
Mm.
Can you do me a favor, James?
Yes.
When you're at this point in time, when it's the right time and it feels right, can you work in the sea voyage so we can get the pirate experience as well?
Oh, right. That's your ideal theme, is it?
Yeah.
The pirate life.
Well, yeah, I've always wanted to be a pirate. But, like, I don't want to be a sailor. Like, I don't want to do the work.
And I imagine you don't want to go into a town.
I just want to be in the boat with the R, you know, with the accent.
Right.
Mateys. And I want to be going and almost robbing people but not getting away with it because I don't want that kind of crime over my head.
Okay.
I just want the adventure.
Just the adventure. Okay, the pirate life.
Life's for me. All and right. The song, the sing-alongs.
The shanties.
Yeah,
right.
And being rocked to sleep at the bottom of the boat. You know, just the lifestyle.
Okay, yeah.
Just the lifestyle and the hats.
And the hat, of course, the aesthetic is a big thing in it.
Yeah.
So we'll get you a sword.
Yes,
we'll put you in a situation where the robbery is always sort of just you can back out of them at the last minute.
Yeah. And getting marooned and stuff, but like conveniently.
Okay. Conveniently.
Just for 48 hours or so.
Okay, working
with
in
rum,
a marooning.
Obviously.
With rum, of course. Yeah.
And
rum will be buried.
And good company, yes. And Jack Sparrow, if he's around.
Yeah, I think he's on board.
Yeah.
Cool. I think the pirate, you know, I was really resistant to the pirate map for a long time.
Oh, why?
Because I was...
Is it the cliche?
It was the cliche. And I was like, I'm bringing treasure maps back, baby. Like, yeah. I'm making the contemporary version. They're going to be a thing. And so I had this like minimalist chic design.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went to a design company and I was like, okay, I need someone else to do this because I'm using Paint and Microsoft Word. They weren't, you know, I thought they were okay, but they could have been better.
Okay.
And I took it to a design company and they were like, came back with a little bit of a brief of like, oh, so you want like the burnt edges, and showed me some pictures of just like children's pirate maps.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not my aesthetic. Yeah, yeah. You don't understand.
I'm offended.
Yeah, yeah.
So offended.
This is not sleek. And so I've resisted the pirate map.
This is sloppy. You just sent an email. Sloppy. Yeah.
What am I, 6? No. I'm at least, I'm mentally 12. Okay. It's something to meet that.
It takes a lot to get those years mentally, I'm telling you.
Man, anyway. From 6 to 12, you got to work for them. Man, there's a lot of realizations there.
Cool. So you took it to the company. I'm so curious now. What happens next?
Well, I've come back to the pirate map, actually.
Wow.
After a long voyage at Design C, being marooned and just being like getting stuck on this minimalist design, and then being like, actually, a big part of the fun of the treasure map aesthetic was this sort of like parchment paper.
And the magic.
The magic.
The magic.
Yeah. The riddles and the clues and.
Love it.
Yeah. And so that's my current challenge at the moment is like, how can I meet those two worlds together?
And there's just so many beautiful places in the world. I would love to see that travel and like you make treasure maps in like these amazing tourist, well, not tourist, you know, then you think of just like lots of people at like tourist shops. That's not what I mean.
Mm.
But these amazing, like, scenic, beautiful places in the world with old buildings and architecture and paths and mazes. And imagine putting a treasure hunt there.
Yeah, absolutely.
In something like that. The magic would just be insane.
And Brisbane is full of that as well.
Yeah.
Actually, can I tell you a story that...
Please do.
When I go and scout for treasure maps, it's often like... just this weird serendipities pop out.
Yeah.
And I think it's because you're in that creative space and you're letting the environment around you sort of dictate what you make.
Yeah.
So you're not like, I've got this vision and I just need to create it. You're like, okay, I'm looking for a clue. I have a very abstract idea of sort of what I need.
Yeah.
And then show me. And one time I was in King George Square. Is that the one? Yeah. And I was looking at a lion and I was like, oh, I wonder where that lion is looking. Because wouldn't that be fun if I... like made a riddle that was like follow the lion's gaze sort of thing.
Oh.
And so I stand behind the lion and he's looking in a straight line at this other public art of a juggler, an upside down juggler. And I was like, that's cool. Like the lion and the juggler, that's a cool
sort
of riddle.
Oh, that's so cool.
It goes the next step further.
Yeah.
I go to the juggler and I'm like, okay, well, where's the juggler looking? And let's follow this like sight. Yeah.
Fruit. What happens?
Tune in next week.
Oh, damn it. That would have been such a good tie-in. Damn it.
No,
or should we save that for next week? No, I don't know if I can survive till next week. Oh, no, I need to know. I'm sorry, listeners.
Okay.
And tune in anyway.
I need to tell this story.
I need to know.
I was like shaking at the end of this.
Yes.
And I go to the juggler. I look at the juggler. And the juggler is looking again at three monuments, three more public pieces of art. And the feeling was like, no one created this on purpose.
Do you reckon?
Like, if they did, it was like very subversive and subtle. But
wow.
I think because the lion was from the initiation of the city hall. The juggler was due to the world fair. And these bronze statues were a completely different thing. There was like a suffragette in the old... governor of Brisbane, so they were like a throwback to the history. The governor that the juggler is looking at is pointing, right? And I'm like, oh Jesus Christ, like, what, like I didn't expect this, like I expected this like sort of tangible link, but all of a sudden you've got a lion looking at a juggler looking at an old governor who's pointing to something literally.
What is he pointing at?
And I'm like, what's he pointing at? And then I look, I don't see anything, and then I look up and I see these creatures that I have been spotting around Brisbane that I don't know what they are or who has put them there, but you might start to see them. They're these little blue animals. that I've found a lizard, I found a cat, I found a weird, like, Pokemon type thing.
What? Wait, what are you talking about? What are they? Where? What? Just what? Explain tangibly what you're seeing to me. I'm not getting it.
So imagine it's about, like, all I can think of in size is the lid of a shoebox. They would fit inside the lid of a shoebox. So about 30 centimeters.
Right.
They're like animals, so they represent animals. One, like I said, I found a blue-tongued lizard.
Are they permanent?
Yes,
permanent. Installed or...
And they're like made out of like blue acrylic, like very rich blue acrylic.
Really?
And I found three in West End and like...
And so where is it located? Like, so the governor's pointing up. Where is it? Is it on a roof? Is it on...
So there's these big steel girders that make... What is it? Is it the Pig and Whistle? Or there's like a restaurant there in King George Square. And at the very top of this girder is this little lizard that's just placed there. And there's no like plaque. There's nothing. Someone has just gone around and installed these like little blue animals all around Brisbane. And now they're like... It's like, this is my treasure hunt. I'm like, how many of these animals are here?
Do you reckon they'd sing, I'm blue, if I was green, I would die.
I think that's the ultimate tale that I'm getting to is this song here.
Yeah, so, no, continue. Yeah, so you see the lizard.
And that was the thing for me because I had found another one of these animals. Like,
wow.
That was my ongoing thing. I would see these around and be like, well, that's an interesting little thing. Yeah. Maybe I'll incorporate that into a treasure hunt someday.
Right.
Find all the little blue animals around town.
Wow.
There's one up on George Street near the 7-Eleven. And I found that and I was like, oh, cool, a blue cat. That'll be great to put into something. And so now when I find them, I'm like, oh, another one.
Wow.
And so that I just went on this like, oh, what's the lion looking at? And it took me to a place I never would have looked before.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
And so.
Gee whiz, matey. Take that down.
Excellent. Yes.
Taking it all down.
That's good. Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Keep going.
All right. Is that just about it?
I think it goes a bit longer.
It was a long story. There was a lot.
Yeah, it was. Blue. We've got to get it all.
Okay.
Make sure you remember the blue the lizard.
Blue. All right. Let me just backspace a little, and then forward now. And might have to. Yeah, that's about. Oh no, I've just remembered the last little bit about the governor.
Can you type and talk?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So
I think you've just proven that you can't, James.
Or can I?
No, don't do it again.
I don't remember where we were going with that.
Me neither.
But that was the magic of the treasure hunt.
That is so cool.
The end.
Should we play a little game before we wrap up this week?
I would love to.
Yeah. Okay. So the game is... I want you to tell me three things that you're going to like on Instagram, on the Instagram feed, that you're most likely to like.
Okay.
We'll start there. I don't want to tell you the next part in case you haven't heard about it before, but we do play this game quite a bit.
Yeah, right, right.
So, yeah, go for it. Okay. What are you going to like?
One thing would be paper. Like,
that's great.
I discovered I have a fascination with colored paper, and when I realized that there is more than just like the normal colors you can get from the news agency, you can actually get all the colors of paper.
This makes a lot of sense given what your business is. But if you didn't say your business, it's very funny. It's great. Cool.
So I follow a few pages where people do like paper craft and make murals just with cutting out paper.
So cool.
I'm always like, oh, yes.
Paper.
Paper.
Gets so turned on by the paper.
So flat.
So, two other things.
Good question. I'm wondering if, you know what, I'd like to think it would be like dogs and puppies, but man, they don't come up.
Oh,
I would like more puppies.
I'll send you more puppy pics. I'm so sorry.
Tag me in the puppies.
I'm sorry. That's really sad.
You know what?
I'm crying so much.
it's all right. It's okay. All right, we'll get some puppies. Here's a tissue.
Oh, dear. I don't know if this is ever going to end. Don't ever start crying. You'll never stop. Cry me a river.
Cry.
Yeah, you say. You're lonely. You cry the long night through. Wow, 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 wow.
That's a very torrential set of tears you have.
I actually don't know how to stop this. I'm scared if I press it again, it won't stop it. It will just
restart
go again.
It. Yeah. We need to experiment.
Just enjoy
with
the rain, guys.
It has started. You've brought on the rain with your torrential tears.
Yeah, just have a little wee nap. Do you know what? I actually think I got this sound effect from the soundtracks.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. Because I was like, this could be, like, this could go for half an hour.
It's something that's meant to be on a loop.
Okay, I love cool. that. That literally went way too long. Anyway.
I'm scared of these buttons, but I like, now I want to play.
They're dangerous.
All right.
You can press the blue one. Wait. Before you do that, I want you to say a thought that ends in a question mark.
Okay. All right.
Some might say, ask a question. Oh, that got me good. Anyway.
Okay. I just bought a block of cheese.
Now I get it. And now I get it. It isn't a question. It's better when it is a sentence with a question mark, when it's just with an inflection, but it's not an actual question.
A fact.
Oh, that's we've got to bring that back, man. All we've got to do that on the reg. That's just so
that
much joy.
That was a pleasant surprise.
Now, we will have you back again next week, which is going to be awesome. I haven't finished this game. I'm the worst.
The
I should
Instagram
not be the running of the show. So what else do we have? You have paper. That's all we got.
Paper. Puppies,
dogs and puppies
rare.
And stuff. Yeah,
they're quite rare.
Yeah.
And then the last one would be, my friends, like when my friends are just having a good time.
Yeah.
You know?
Nice.
I love that. I love seeing my friends share their joy. I always double tap that.
That is so good, man. Mm. Love it. I'm so glad to hear that. And so now let's back.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a dislike button on Instagram, thank God, because the world doesn't need more toxic shit.
Yeah, right.
But if you were to put a dislike and have a bit of fun with it, if you were to dislike paper, like what's going to make you anti-paper?
Anti-paper. My initial thought is something on the paper, like negative messages.
Oh, yeah. That'll ruin it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe bigoted messages. But in the world of papercraft, poorly constructed designs.
Rude. So rude.
Don't soil my eyes
How
with
dare
your
you?
Crap.
What about puppies and cats? What's gonna turn you off puppies and cats? What's a big no-no? What are you like, oh, no? I'm not going to quote you on this or anything. Maybe I will.
I think humans in the photos...
When get your human face out. I don't want to see it.
I'm like, don't extort the puppy. Yeah.
Extorting <you know>? Puppies.
I'm like, I walk this line with pets of a really unconventional stance towards pets. And that
me too.
It's a form of slavery, you know.
Me too.
Oh, really?
I know.
Yeah.
I don't feel right about it.
It's a tough one to bring up.
But it's a controversial one. But I don't judge. It's so weird. I don't judge anyone else that does it.
Yeah.
Really. Like, I mean, we can laugh about it on Instagram, whatever. But I don't really judge anyone else for making that decision because it's beautiful. Like, who am I to say the pet's not happy or is happy?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure
castrated
a lot of pets
or not.
Are very happy. To be honest, it seems like a good life. But yeah, something about it for me just doesn't quite sit either.
Right. And I see. I guess when I see people who are. I saw a post the other day. It was quite cute.
Yeah.
But you know, that obviously it was like a photo shoot with the pet. And
I think I posted one of these, but keep going. And it's not my pet, so it's fine.
But it was like with an action figure. and...
No, dude, I think that's what I shared with you.
Was it a Spider-Man?
Yes! Oh, my
was
God.
Was that you?
What is it? What did you think? What are you going to say?
There was a photo of that puppy just being like with its eyes. Like, you know when the puppies look at you out of the corner of their eyes? And I was like, the little guy's wanting to sleep and you've put a Spider-Man on him and it's awfully cute. And the Spider-Man is like somehow reacting accurately to the puppy, which is very adorable.
Someone else posted that actually. You've probably seen it off someone else's page.
Yeah, because I didn't
associate it with you. Because I reposted something.
Oh, right.
I thought it was so funny.
It was very cute and adorable. But I was like, this is the extortion that I'm talking about.
That's so great. And those photos are so good. I feel like I'm going to have to put one up because you got to see it, guys. This is great. Spider-Man's just doing all kinds of stuff with this pup.
And they work perfectly. Yeah.
They're perfect scene partners.
Yeah. And the puppy is bloody adorable. It's one, you know, it's in that stage of its life where it's just perpetually tired, but loving being alive.
And isn't it beautiful? What was the third one? Oh, yeah, but your friends having a good time.
My friends.
What would make you dislike that?
what makes me dislike it is nothing to do, like the post doesn't have to change. But my perspective and my feelings about the world. So,
ooh.
Yeah, if I'm ever in a bit of a, like feeling lonely or...
Yeah.
Sometimes with loneliness, there comes like a sense of entitlement as well.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, this is unfair.
Yeah.
And if I'm in that frame of mind and I see my friends having a good time, it's like, yeah, all right.
Stuff you guys.
We get it.
I hate you, but I love you so.
I would have liked this on a different day.
Today this sucks.
Yeah. Thanks for thinking of me.
How dare you having fun? Love it.
Yeah.
And if people want to keep updated with what you're doing with your treasure hunt society, how can they follow you and be engaged in that community?
Cool. The best way to do it would be head on over to Instagram and follow Brisbane Treasure Hunt Society.
Awesome.
There's a little symbol there with a triangle and an eye. So that's me.
That's so cool. Can you leave us with a cliffhanger, James, so people come back next week? No pressure.
Next week I'll tell you that very embarrassing story that happened to me when I was 6.
Yay!
That forever changed my life.
Oh, my God. Cannot wait for that, bro. All right. I'll see you guys later. Have an awesome week. Be in touch next week. Bye.
See ya.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.